يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In our previous episode, we talked about the fast of the general people, or the fast of the people of Sharia, which consists of refraining from those things which invalidate one's fast. And we talked about the second type of fasting, which is called the fast of the special, or the fast of the people of the path. We said that in addition to abiding by the previous fast, the fast of the second group of people consists of refraining from anything else that goes against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure or his commands and prohibitions through one's speech and actions. And in it, one must also control themselves in face of their material desires. In this video, we ask, what is the third type and highest level of fasting that exists in the holy month of Ramadan? The third type of fasting is called the fast of the elite, or the fast of the people of the truth. In addition to observing the past two levels, a Gnostic, meaning one who has spiritual knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fasts by refraining from looking at and beholding anything other than the beloved Almighty through the eyes of his heart. They also call him the absolute truth, Al-Haq, as they believe that there is nothing in existence save him, his divine names, attributes, and actions. So all of creation exists through his will, originates from him, and will ultimately return to him. For Gnostics, anyone who focuses their heart on anything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is committing a level of shirk and ascribing partners to the Almighty, because that is tantamount to considering that thing to also be worthy of the attention of their heart and mind. As a result, for them, this level of fasting would be invalid should the fasting person behold anybody other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their heart, even if the lower levels of fasting may still be valid. The difference between the fast of the people of the path and the fast of the people of the truth is that the former focuses on a person embodying the traits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such as his mercy, whereas the fast of the people of the truth focuses on the servant becoming totally absorbed and their individuality becoming mystically annihilated in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is known as Maqamul Fana, the station of annihilation, whereby the Gnostic loses all awareness regarding himself and only feels the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his majesty. To conclude, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi narrates a hadith Qudsi narration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which he, the Almighty, says, "For every good deed, I reward its doer between tenfold and 700 times its worth, except for fasting, which belongs to me, and I personally reward for it." Regarding this narration, it is as if the Gnostics interpret the true reward of fasting to be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, and becoming absorbed in him and his beauty in the mystical station of annihilation. So next time you fast, you should try to explore these higher levels of fasting and enjoy being absorbed in the presence of the beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your efforts and fasts. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.